If you've never heard of Patrick Dolan, don't feel too bad. I hadn't either. Dolan did his work mainly behind the scenes, in meetings with teachers' unions and school administrators. What made him remarkable was that he created peace between these often adversarial parties.
Pat Dolan was known in education circles, in particular here in Springfield, for bringing school districts and labor unions together.
That's Diane Rutledge, former superintendent of District 186 schools. She now lobbies on behalf of large unit districts across the state.
He was a really interesting piece of glue that kept us working together, really for the betterment of our district and certainly the students in it.
So was he a mediator who helped during contract negotiations? No, Dolan was more than that.
Patrick Dolan was just a visionary.
That's Cinda Klickna, president of the Illinois Education Association, a statewide teachers union, basically the group that would be on the other side of negotiations with the folks Diane Rutledge represents. Klickna is responsible for bringing Dolan to Springfield to work with teachers and administrators more than a decade ago.
I actually saw him speak at an IEA board meeting when I was on the IEA board in the early 90s. And his whole presentation really interested me. And then we together, the union and the district, had a night with Dolan. It was at Southeast High School. We served hot dogs, ended up being called Dolan's Dogs. We had probably 800 teachers and administrators attend.
Mary McDonald was one of them.
Dinner with Dolan. We had about 700 people show up at Southeast High School in an auditorium, and Patrick basically showed his frame of how you improve schools through a collaborative approach and partnership. And the union has work to do, and the district has work to do. And all of that is around student-centered learning.
He talked about what role different people within the district have and how they can work together.
And what was interesting about that is we didn't know who this crazy guy really was. We had not really read his book yet. We just were learning from his mapping about some other approach than what we had been used to.
Over the years, Dolan impressed both the teachers in the union and district administrators, like Bob Hill, who was superintendent of Springfield Schools at the time of Dinner with Dolan.
He had a credibility because he was smart and because he was passionate and because he was truthful and all the kinds of things that when one person is teaching another and asking someone to follow their lead, he did all the things that built credibility.
Crucial to that credibility, Dolan didn't appear to favor the union side or the management side.
He clearly was a consultant to organizations that were more associated with teacher or with labor as opposed to management. But he did it in such a way that he simultaneously made all parties uncomfortable and challenged all parties and spread both the credit for success and the responsibility of getting it around. And he was tough on teachers and on the union.
The philosophy he espoused emphasized education as a system of interrelated parts that had to work together. He liked to use a paper flip chart and colored markers to illustrate his vision.
He was famous for triangles.
That's Diane Rutledge again.
And I say that jokingly, but whenever he did a professional development seminar, he would always have a flip chart and started with triangles and just kept, you know, doing all of his notes on that. It helped us see that it took not just one of us, but all of us working together to be able to make something work.
To Dolan, everything was interwoven. Here's Mary McDonald.
He would talk to you about his family was as a family system. Everything was systems for him. And we learned as much about public education through his conversations about his own family and how he learned to be a father, not from his father, but from his children. And that's sort of the way he thinks teachers could do. You learn to teach not from public education academics, but from the children in the classroom. It's the dance of the teacher and the child together is what makes the heart of teaching work.
McDonald became Dolan's partner in the Consortium for Educational Change, a not-for-profit organization he launched as sort of a midlife second career after doing similar collaborative coaching with corporations.
He started school in a Jesuit school, which he told me always taught him to think. He went to Harvard. He would always say, I didn't learn to think at Harvard. I learned to think from the Jesuits. The other piece of that is he always brought a social justice frame to everything he did. So whatever he did was always around, how do I help the largest number of people I possibly can? The second thing he ended up working in is labor management relationships and cooperation in large, large industry. So I heard stories about 25 years as a consultant. He would work in Ford. He would work with the air traffic controllers. He'd work with, and if there's any national major strife in labor management, he was there. And he was a good neutral voice for both labor and management. And at some point, he took that learning and he moved into public education. He'd written a book, and that's when we started to meet up with him.
It's a very thin book, very simple to read, but the concepts that he promoted really totally changed my thinking about labor management relationships.
What's really curious to me is why someone who's made his bread and butter working with major corporations would turn to public education.
I mean, I know the answer to
that. Okay, good. What is it?
No, because he absolutely believed that the success of our public school system was at the core of the success of our society, that if we couldn't find a way to be successful in educating the kids of, you name it, of the community of Springfield or the state of Illinois or state of California or the nation, I mean, he believed deeply that that was as important a work as he could be in. And I think he was able to come to that work and say, I've worked with a lot of people in a lot of important endeavors, and I've got street creds here, and a lot of people listen.
I hear a lot about educating kids for careers and stuff, and about industry saying, you're not educating kids the way we need you to. So are you saying that was his interest, that the success of major corporations like GE needed better kids?
No, or? Absolutely not.
Okay.
No, his was at a very, very different level. His interest is, we have a moral imperative as a society to educate our children, all of our children, from the poorest of the poor, from the underrepresented kids, from the kids who don't traditionally do well in school. And it's our moral imperative to educate them. And the system that we had when we started doing this work and the system we still have falls short of honoring and fulfilling that moral imperative. And the way for us to do that is to build a different kind of a system that approaches its work differently, does its work differently, and has a chance to succeed at doing that. It had nothing to do with producing workers for GE. It was at a way more profound level than that.
Bob Hill says he loved Dolan and felt lucky and honored to have known him.
You know, we've lost a person who shared our calling and shared the journey of our life's work with us. For me, he was a mentor, a teacher, a friend, a role model, and a lot of fun to be with. You get a handful of those people in your life.
At the age of 77, Dolan had finally decided to retire, so McDonald had been collecting snapshots and stories for a book she planned to present to him at a party.
We were getting ready to celebrate his accomplishments, and that was all going to happen on December the 8th.
But Dolan was an avid hunter, and it's deer season, so he took his crossbow and bagged a 9-pointer. But during the trip, he fell and sustained an injury that landed him in the hospital. There, he caught a staph infection that proved fatal. McDonald says the Consortium for Educational Change will continue Dolan's work.
I don't know that my torch is as good as his, but I think that there's a light that I can shine. And if there's 50, 100, 1,000 of us that were touched by him, that light will shine in all of us.
Tissues?
Yeah. I tried so hard.
You did good.
Can't move it without that.
Yeah, you did good. Thank you.